terribly well, and you?
I'm terribly well as well.
God, I must say you're looking awfully fit.
Well, I'm feeling pretty fit, actually.
Yes.
Isn't it amazing us bumping into each other like this?
Yes, I mean here of all places.
Here of all places? I mean, I haven't seen you since...
Oh, God, hold on a second.
When was it?
God, we haven't seen each other,
Oh, God.
Well, we haven't seen each other, before.
That's right, we've never ever seen each other before, have we?
Yeah.
You've never seen me.
And I've never seen you. What a small world.
What a small world.
God, it's the last thing I expected.
Well, it must be about a million to one chance.
Oh, more than that.
Do you think so?
Yes, a couple of billion to one.
Couple of billion and a half, possibly.
Yes, probably 3 billion to one, the way the world's going.
Yes, they're breeding like rabbits, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah. Anyway, it's awfully nice to see you.
Well, it's terribly nice to see you.
Yes. tell me, are you still doing whatever you have been doing? That is, of course, if you ever do anything.
Oh, yes, I'm still with the old firm, you know.
The old firm?
Yes, soldiering on, just been made a director, in fact.
Oh, congratulations.
Well, under somewhat tragic circumstances, I stepped into poor old Bender's shoes. Did you know Bender?
Bender. The name certainly doesn't ring a bell. Bender who?
Bender Harrison.
Oh, Bender Harrison, yeah. No, I've never heard of him.
You never will now, poor chap. He died last week.
God, so poor old Bender's dead.
Completely dead.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I had no idea.
Well, nor did Bender, really. He sort of keeled over at the office party.
Oh, God.
Mind you, knowing Bender the way I knew Bender, which was pretty well.
Yeah.
I think that's the way he would have wanted to go.
Well, you knowing Bender the way you must have known Bender, I'm sure that's the way he must have wanted to go.
Yes.
Not much point lingering on.
No, he was 106.
Oh.
I tell you the one thing I really ought to know, and that's how's your, if you have a... do you?
My wife, Vera. Is that who you are?
Yes, how is she?
She's awfully well.
I'm so pleased about that.
Yes, terribly well, Vera. And of course, young Martin's going to school now.
Martin going to school?
Yes.
Good God, I had no idea how time flies.
I know, it's amazing. One moment they're that high, the next moment they're that high.
Oh,
and tell me, how's,
hold on. Roger Braintree.
Yes, how's Roger Braintree?
Got absolutely no idea. I've never met him. I just saw his name in the telephone book, and I must say, I was very much hoping you might be able to sort of fill me in on what Roger's up to.
Well, I'm afraid I can't help out there.
You've no idea what Roger might be doing?
Well, not apart from what you've told me.
About him being in the telephone book, yeah.
Mind you, of course, that's bloody good news.
Well, I'm terribly pleased for Roger.
Yeah. I suppose Braintree, he's under B.
He's right under B, yes, which is a pretty bloody good place to start.
Oh, yeah. Yes. What, B-R-A-I-N-T-R-E-E. The whole thing.
He's got his whole thing in there, yeah.
Marvellous. I'm so pleased for Roger.
Yes, I'm just sorry you know so little about what he's doing in other directions.
Yes, I'm sorry I can't really help out there.
Not really your fault.
Well, no.
Is it?
No, it's just that I feel a bit of a fool not being able to, fill you in on what he's up to.
Yeah.
Perhaps I'll give him a ring this evening, see what he's doing.
Good idea. Anyway, look, terribly nice to see you. I really ought to be dashing back to the office, you know, time waits for no man.
Yes, ought to be toddling along myself.
And do remember me to,
Vera.
You must forgive me, I'm terribly bad at names, keep forgetting them.
That's quite all right.
Do remember me to,
Vera.
That's the chap.
Yes.
And jolly good luck with it.
Yes, well, and the same to you. And look, we must keep in touch.
Absolutely. Look, I'll give you a tinkle.
Or vice versa.
Yes, we must do this again.
Yes.
Goodbye.